With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime. Guys, are you trying to stay in 20-year-old shape in your 30s and 40s and finding it, well, impossible? Then you need to listen to this. Beachbody, the company that revolutionized getting ripped at home with P90X and Insanity, has a brand new program just for you called Lift 4. It's part lift, it's part hit. With total body shredding results in just 30 to 40 minutes a day, right at home on the Beachbody On Demand app. That's how you get killer results as an adult. Go to Beachbody.com to sign up now and you can try Lift 4 for free. That's Beachbody.com.
Hello everybody, it is another one of our previews here on the Blue Room. This one is for the Transfer Show, which me and Rob Beera recorded yesterday. Now I know what you're thinking, Everton aren't close to signing anyone. Why have you done a Transfer Show? But we looked back and looked at all the latest Everton rumours going on at the moment. We asked questions about why business has not been done and what still might be done. And we also did this little hypothetical in regards to just saying if Everton didn't sign anyone between now and the end of the window, which we don't think is going to happen, how would this squad of players get on over the course of a campaign? And we spoke a lot about the defence and how that might be impacted by the one signing we have made in the form of James Tarkowski. So the full show, believe it or not, is around 75 minutes if you want a lot of Everton chat. It's over on Patreon. It's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. If you want to join us over there, lots more shows coming a little bit later in the week. Mailbag coming tonight with me, Dave, and Les Roberts. The link to join is in the description. If you want to just click on that, you can get straight to the page and get straight involved. As we build up to that new season, which is clattering forward, isn't it? On the horizon, 3 weeks to go this weekend, if you can believe it, before Everton kick off against Chelsea. We'll be taking you all the way there and through any signings that the football club makes between now and then. So it's patreon.com/theblueroomextra. Click the link in the description to get involved. And in the meantime, here's that segment of me and Rob chatting about the current squad and how they might fare in the Premier League this season.
Just to finish off then, Rob, let's do the hypothetical. I feel like we need the little jingle there, if anyone wants to listen, wants to do as a jingle for the hypothetical section on the Transfer Show. So I asked people on Twitter. I mean, you want to do one yourself, that is fine. But I said, if Everton were going to go into the first half of the season with the current squad, how are they getting on? I mean, as we've sort of discussed there, and as I think I said to you before, we started recording today. I sort of don't expect us to sign anyone now before that first Chelsea game. So I expect it to be an 11 from the current group. And even if we do sign someone, say, in the next week, you've got to get them integrated into the squad. You've got to get them used to the way they're playing, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd be surprised now if anyone who's not in the United States started that first game against Chelsea. But of course, going forward, we'll probably bring some players in. But this squad, Rob, right now, sans Richarlison with Tarkowski, what would you expect from this group of players if Everton were to go into the season? And I put it to a lot of people. I'll rattle through some of them in a bit after you've made your point here, but it would be fair to say we've had quite a range of answers.
I'm sure we did.
But what do you think this group is at now, mate, in regards to, and certainly when you look at other teams in the Premier League as well. And it certainly feels like a lot of sides out there have been early and have been quite ruthless, really, in strengthening the squads this summer. And the Premier League does look a whole lot stronger, I'd say, with some of the signs that have been made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, like, we kind of now live permanently in that, finishing seventh to the very last spot before relegation, right? Well, like, I think to answer your question, yeah, no, some teams have strengthened for sure.
I just want to give you an example in particular. So,
okay,
Arsenal have signed, obviously, Gabriel Jesus, and they're going to sign Zinchenko.
Yeah,
and it feels like they've signed them and are probably going to get stronger by getting both of those players in. So, right. I mean, they finished fifth last season. But it's not as if City have really got weaker by selling either of those players, if you get what I mean. So it's sort of like...
And look who they've signed.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? It's
just the best young striker in the world, you know?
Do you get what I mean? It's sort of like those players have dropped down a little bit to a different side. And it looks like it's going to happen. Something's going to happen similar with Chelsea, isn't it? With obviously, they've signed Sterling now, but Nathan Ake looks like he's going to end up there as well. But those sides are going to lose players to teams below them who are going to get better, but the sides who are selling them, because they are so good and they've got so much strength and depth, it doesn't really feel like it's going to change them that much. So it's just making the rest of the league even stronger, which is not ideal.
Theoretically, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what an ideal league even looks like for Everton anymore, but let's just say, to your point, let's just go with the hypothetical. Like, if because it's hypothetical, let's assume reasonable fitness, which, God, reasonable fitness feels like its own minor miracle, but let's assume reasonable fitness for Everton. I would think that this current group, if you made no additions, which I'm a little more optimistic that we'll make at least one addition before the start of the season than you are. Let's say we don't. I think this group finishes probably in that like 13 to 15 range is what I would say right now, just because there would be a real concern about where the goals are coming from. Just for us to stay afloat, Calvert-Lewin has to have a really good season, because there's just not a lot of goal scoring in this group. Now, I do think that Gordon's improvement, I think with what you have with Gray, Townsend comes back at some point, the progression of Mikulenko, this Dele Alli, but like if all these things sort of hit, then I do think we're going to have more playmaking in the squad maybe than we've had, but we don't necessarily have more goal. Like we need some mystery guest, whether it's, you know, a Gibbs White or someone who comes in, or someone in this hypothetical, like a Dele Alli, to start hitting goals and, you know, for that problem to not be addressed. But having said that, because of the lack of goals, I still think that on the other flip side of things, the Tarkowski signing addresses to me the biggest gaping hole in the ship that we had last season, which was just having to constantly chop and change. And by the way, everyone's like, you know, it's the Yerry Mina size hole, but it was Yerry Mina. Ben Godfrey missed a huge chunk of last season. Having to play long stretch, like, I can, believe it or not, I can argue the merits of Michael Keane being a valuable squad player who you need. He's going to start some games here and there, but having Michael Keane, frankly, and Mason Holgate start the majority of your games at center half is a recipe for defensive disaster. So if Tarkowski comes in and just has a normal Tarkowski season, I just don't think we're going to, between them and obviously having the best goalkeeper in England now. I'm fully on the Jordan.
You're gonna say then.
No, England's
new contract
one.
Potentially as well.
Hey, if I can't believe we're talking about him signing a new deal, but that's such a great news across the board, because, you know, when the time comes that he will eventually move on, we should get a ridiculous fee for Pickford. I'm Pickford was an absolute hero for me. I've totally turned around on him, because he's totally turned around as a player. But you give me Pickford and a healthy James Tarkowski and just average bounce back season from Ben Godfrey, and my God, Yerry Mina, again, health is something that is such a crapshoot with him, but he's on the final year of his deal. Certainly he's motivated to play his way into a new deal elsewhere. Like, so to me, just with the group right now, even if I don't count any of the, like, all the optimistic scenarios, just having James Tarkowski have an average season to me keeps us from bleeding too many goals. I really believe that. And I also believe quite a bit in the improvement of Mikulenko as well. I think he started to show at the end of the season what a stout defender he could be as well. So I'd say probably optimistically 12th, but I'm probably thinking more along like the lines of 14th or 15th is what I would say without any improvements right now. And you know, that may still sound really negative, but you got to have some more goals in the squad, which I think we will address some form or fashion.
I think I'm probably in roundabout the same brackets. And I think I was listening to the Kickabout last week, and I think Moe's was saying about how all dependable Premier League sides are sort of based on a consistent centre-back partnership or a consistent centre-back set up, be it playing a back three. I do sort of feel like now it's almost like the best sides have just one, I think. You know, if you look at Manchester City, they have Diaz, and then they'll rotate, won't they, between Laporte, Stones and Ake every now and then. You look at Liverpool, it's Van Dijk and then one of three, be it Gomez, Konate, Matip. You know, and obviously we're nowhere near that level in that sense. You know, even Chelsea, it was Rudiger, wasn't it, before he went, and then they'd rotate around there. But if you've got that one player who you know is going to play 35 games a season in Tarkowski, which he might not, obviously, he might get suspended, he might get injured, et cetera, et cetera. But if you've got him, then you can sort of say to Yerry Mina, you don't have to play every single game now.
We don't have
to push you through every...
Huge luxury.
Yeah, it's you bring him in when he's ready, and if you're playing three games in a week, you say, oh well, actually, on the Wednesday you're not going to play, and we'll bring you back in for the weekend, and you don't lose that same sense of stability. You don't lose that stability as much because you've got a player there who's just going to play all the time in Tarkowski, and I know he's new, and I know he's got to learn, he's got to adapt to a completely different style, and it's going to be a challenge for him. But if he can just be, like you said, James Tarkowski for 35 games a season, then all of a sudden it means there's real competition for places to get in the team next to him. And you can just have him as that sort of core piece in the defence that we didn't have last season. I mean, I remember last year, Rob, going to that Brentford game, and our back three was Branthwaite, Holgate and Coleman.
That was our
centre-back trio. And then when...
Coleman did pretty good as a centre half, by the way, all things considered. But you don't want that situation to have to deal with. Yeah.
And then when Branthwaite went off because he got sent off, it was Coleman and Holgate playing centre back in a two with Iwobi as the normal right back.
What a calamity!
And listen, it's easy to sit here and go, we've got a few too many centre halves, haven't we? But then you think back to that situation last season in a game where it felt like we were sinking towards the championship after we lost that day.
It was
a catastrophe. But I think you're right. I think there is a lot to be said for sort of having that one pillar in the defence that you can rotate everybody else around, because it means you can rotate, and it means that if you've got a player who's a little bit susceptible to injuries like Mina or like Godfrey's been, there's not as much pressure on them, and you can sort of still build cohesion in the team from the back whilst bringing in a different player here and there, be it for style of opposition or be it for fitness reasons, and you want to nurse them through spells of the season.
Well, if Branthwaite goes, so I think the whole conversation about the quote, you know, acceptable number of center halves in the squad changes if Frank Lampard plants his flag on that back five and says, we're going to play three center halves every game. Then to me, you have to have a five-man center half. Whether you want to call it a rotation and squad of center halves, whatever you want to call it. Just like if you're regularly playing two, you want to have two backups. If you're playing three, you want to have at least two backups, the way I look at that. I mean, I think that having five suddenly doesn't seem, to your point, to be so crazy. So
we've
let's say
Grant, as well, haven't we, really? What do you think, Coleman?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And I bet you got a Mikulenko in an absolute pinch. Maybe, I mean, who knows? I don't know. But like, let's say Branthwaite looks like he's going to go on loan. So you're going to have, if you're saying you've got Tarkowski, Mina, Keane, Holgate, and Godfrey. You know, to me, that's five that I feel like you can go into the season with. And to your point, you may be underwhelmed by that group as a set of options. But to your point, Matt, we were not, it's not like we really had that as an available option, you know, group of as an option last season. They, Godfrey and Mina being gone for as long as they were, really like kind of gutted that as an entire proposition. But to your point, you just have the one, you have the one guy you can say he's the ever present. Then the other guys you can take advantage of, to your point, and rotate them in and out. And, you know, you probably build some kind of some semi-regular repeatable back threes. But I think as long as Tarkowski's there, then, you know, you can move him. Like if Mina's out, you can move Tarkowski into the center of that three and then play, you know, Godfrey and Holgate or Keane. And, you know, like, I think that there's a role for every one of these guys in that kind of scenario. So we'll see.
I think as much as last season, everyone would sort of say that our best centre-back partnership will be Mina and Godfrey. I'm still pretty sure that we've only ever played together in a centre-back partnership once.
Like maybe twice, yeah.
No, but
yeah.
Genuinely, I think it's once. I think it was away at Leeds when we won 2-1.
They played together. I thought they played together away at Brighton the season before for some reason. I'm pretty sure they played together.
I'll look this up.
It doesn't matter. The point is the fact that we're trying to figure this out. Yeah, they didn't play much at all. No. And look, I think that that's the thing is we've always been very nervous about a back five as Evertonians, because it's just always been this sort of like random curveball that the manager would throw, and we always seemed really ill prepared for it. If they have a whole summer and, you know, preseason and what have you to play and to get ready in this kind of system, then maybe it's something that could work. I mean, we'll have to see. You know, I have questions about, you know, I wouldn't want a situation where you were playing Tarkowski, Keane, and Mina, because I think that group would be way too slow. I, you know, you can argue that Mina and Tarkowski may actually be a little too similar in some ways, but I think you can absolutely play those two together in a three. You can play those two together in a two, and I think they'd be fine.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this, but with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades, find new roads. Chevrolet.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.